What a wonderful day it was for every one of us when we heard the Lord bid us come. Can you say amen? Thank you for everything that you've done for us. May the Lord richly bless you for it. All of your giving and your giving of your time, your efforts, the wonderful place to stay. And I stretched out there last night in that king-size bed, and I praised God for somebody that had that idea. Hallelujah. If you can't tell by looking, I'm built for a king-size bed. And it's a wonderful place to stay. Actually, they were working on that the last time that we were here, and we're getting to reap the benefits of someone's labor. So we appreciate you looking ahead and making provision for us. May the Lord richly bless you for it. I thought we might just get a pile of blankets and put them on the altar, and at least it wouldn't be hard to get folks to the altar after a while. Had a pile of blankets on the altar, everybody might come before it's over with. They might even interrupt the service to get one. But I hope you feel drawn to the altar before it's over with. Always such a wonderful privilege to be with Brother and Sister Snow, and just always have enjoyed and coming, and we appreciate the church here and everyone that's made this effort possible. We appreciate it from the bottom of our heart. Second Peter chapter 3. I'd like to preach to you for a little while tonight. I do see the time. I do realize that. Now, here's the deal. I've just got a little piece of advice for you. I'm probably not going to get very cool up here because I'll be moving around. And so if you start getting real cool, just stand up and shout. You'll warm up right shortly. It'll be a good deal. Just stand up, wave your hands in the air, turn around three times. And you'll feel better. Second Peter chapter 3, and this is what it says in verse number 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. That's the only Big Bang theory there's ever going to be. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. I'm going to read that one more time. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. No warning. But with the kind that you get right in this kind of meeting, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Stretch your hands this way and ask God to anoint us. Lord, I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much, God, for what you've done for us and what we felt in this meeting already. The song service tonight, I sure felt a quickening from heaven, and I do appreciate it, Lord. I'm asking you to anoint my lips of clay and my mind and anoint the ear and heart of this congregation. Lord, and if we get together on that, there will be a great moving of God around the altar, which we are looking for in Jesus' wonderful and holy name. And everyone said together, amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I have never been one that has been caught up in wanting to trade things all the time. It's just not me, and it's not the way that I'm set up. Even when I was a child, when I got something, I got it because I liked it, and I made my mind up that I liked it. And so if you had something else, it didn't make no difference to me whether you had it or not. I didn't want your stuff. I had my own. But I do know that that there is a lot of people that they really enjoy trading. I mean, there's even things that there's deals on the radio where you can listen to people and they'll call in. And y'all may have that down in here somewhere. And you can call in and listen on there and somebody will say, I've got this to trade or I've got that to trade. Or you can get on something like Craigslist and look around and somebody's wanting to trade something. And this, that, and another. Read a lot of old stories in history through the years. And there was a time when most bartering was done on some sort of trade value. So it's been something that has, and I know people that they just thrive on that. I know elder men that they get all hooked up and they'll even get together at their churches in places I'm at. Somebody will pull out a pocket knife and somebody else will pull out one and not long till they're in some kind of deal and they're trying to trade. The thing that I've always have a problem with on the trading end of it is if I was going to trade with you, I'm going to get the better end of the bargain. I wasn't there just to trade with you. I was there to beat you out of something. And that's probably why I never did like trading too much. It's because I didn't need to have that attitude about it. So it was best for me just to avoid it altogether. But I want to preach tonight if the Lord would help me. And everybody don't have to be like me. And if you're here tonight and you like to trade, and there's something that you just have after it, Lord bless your hearts, all I got to say about that. I've not even known people to trade houses. I've got friends that traded houses with one another. You take my house, I'll take your house, and they've just done that. I'm just not into it. But I'd like to preach tonight if the Lord would help me on a good trade. A good trade. Hallelujah. There's a little song that the children sang in booster bands sometimes, and it goes a little something like this. I'll tell you the best thing that I ever did do. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I took off the old coat and I put on the new. Can you say amen? Now tonight if I came in here and I had an old ratty coat on and I had some duct tape trying to keep the filling in it and I came in this old thing and it was dirty and ragged and all messed up and you walked up to me with a brand new leather coat and said, this is yours if you want it. I'd be out of my mind to walk out of here and leave that good leather coat laying on a seat and wear my old ratty coat to the house. And yet, Brother Snow, I've watched time after time. People walk into the house of God and God have a brand new coat for them and a brand new life for them. And they came in with their garments spotted by sin. And they walked out with their garments spotted by sin and left the new coat laying there. But I want to tell y'all tonight, I found a good trade one night in an old-fashioned altar. I'd like to preach to you up in here. I said, I found a good trade. I went down to the altar with my garments stained by sin. But when I stood up from the altar, hallelujah, I had on a different garment. I said, I had on a different garment. I came with a garment of heaviness, and I left with a garment of praise. Somebody ought to say amen. I left with a garment of despond. I came with a garment of despondence. See, and I left with a garment of happiness. Hallelujah. I came with a garment of despair, and I left with a garment of hope. I come to tell you I made a good trade. Is there anybody else feels that way tonight? I said, I made a good trade. Hallelujah. So is there anybody that would agree with me? I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. See, I can only talk about me, but is there anybody here that would slip up your hand and say, I feel the same way? I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I made a good trade. I took off that old coat and that old life and that old garment of sin, and I took on a new coat. We are living in a day and an age where men and women are programmed to what I can have right now. How I can feel tonight. What I want right this minute. We have moved into a rent house at this new pastorate that we have taken, and we've had to move away from our home that we have enjoyed so much, and moved into a rent house, and we moved in there, and it's a nice and rent house, but there's one thing that was a problem right out by the bat, Sister Bethany, and that was the microwave didn't work. Hello? And you'd be surprised how often in the last week my wife would be more able to tell you even than I that you turn around and say, well, we're going to do this, but the microwave don't work. We're going to heat this up. I mean, the lady that the church at kids was having a fundraiser, and they made some fried pies, and boy, they was really good. I said, honey, you know how I like my fried pie. She turned around to go to the microwave, and the microwave didn't work. We are programmed. Let's have it right now. I've got to have. I need to preach tonight on a good trade. I want to preach for a little while tonight on the temporal and the eternal. Hallelujah. The temporal, the temporary, and the eternal. Men and women today do not want to serve God because they are caught up in the temporal. It's where I'm at right now. It's what makes me feel good right now. It's what makes me feel wanted right now. I've got to have my joy right now. I've got to have everything right this minute. That's why America is in debt the way that she is. Everybody wants everything right now. We'll pay for it later. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You will have to pay for it later. I said you will have to pay for it later. But I want to say to you tonight, there is going to come a day, and I read to you this scripture, that everything that you see is going to pass away. It is temporary. We look today at this big old tree out here, and the lightning was flashing at the big old tree out right outside back there, and I was looking at it, and it's sticking up a little too high in the sky as far as I was concerned. I figured it might get hit, but if you went over there today, that tree's been over there a long time. Anybody beside me ever seen the redwoods? Anybody here ever seen the redwoods? Anybody here ever drove through the trees? I have, hallelujah. And you walk up there and you look at them trees, and I mean literally, I drove my vehicle, an SUV, right through under the middle of them trees. They got places cut out in them. You can drive right through the middle of that tree. There's no telling how old that thing is. You stand there and you rear your head back and you look up, 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 up and away. And I'm telling you, it's still going up. And you stand there at the general sermon and you wonder, my mind runs like this. How long has this tree been here? How many storms has it withstood? How many cold winter winds has whipped through those branches up there? And I know you may not think like this, but it's the way I think. And you say to yourself, how many stories could this old tree tell? But Brother Samuel Snow, there's coming the morning when that tree, no matter if it's still standing or not, no matter how many hundreds of years old, are y'all listening to me? If you went over to Jerusalem tonight and you walked in and up and down the streets of Jerusalem, you would come upon olive trees that they say was standing there when Jesus walked by. Are y'all here? And they're still standing, but yet they are still temporal, although they had lasted all this time. I come to tell you tonight, a sin will make you believe it will last, but I come to tell you tonight, it's only temporal. What's going on in your world right now? The happiness that things bring is only temporal. But I'll tell you, I made a good trade one night when I came to the altar. Sure, I had to change
bring some friends. Sure, I had to lay some things down. But I'll tell you what happened to me. My viewpoint changed. I said my viewpoint changed. You see, I'd been looking all around down here for happiness. I'd been looking all around down here for fulfillment. But when I went to the altar that night, my gaze lifted to another world and another place. Oh, I need to preach to you. I'm going to preach a little while on heaven tonight. Hallelujah. I want to tell you the hope of the Christian, the reason we live the way we do, the reason we go to the house of God the way we do, the reason we dress the way we do, the reason we do everything that we do, is I've got heaven on my mind and I'm running for my life. I need to preach here a little while. I said I got heaven on my mind. Oh sure, I could live for this day. I could live for what I could get out of today. I might even live out of what I could get tomorrow, and yet tomorrow is not promised to me. But I want to tell you something. When this thing burns up, and when this earth melts with the fervent heat, and when everything is gone, are y'all listening to me? Whenever party's over, whenever friend is gone, there's still going to be a friend that sits closer than a brother. There's still going to be another world. There's still going to be a place called heaven. I come to tell you tonight, I got excited today over here in this church of praying. I kind of shouted to myself, thinking about where I was going. I want to tell you, I could come preach to you tonight on hell. Sure I could. But I want to tell you, I'm not worried about hell. Somebody tell that crowd I'm not coming. I said, somebody tell hell I'm not coming. I changed my destination. I'm headed to heaven. I said, I'm headed to heaven. My name is written down in the book of life. I'm headed somewhere. I said, I'm headed somewhere, and I'm happy on my way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the devil is stupid. Huh? I've said stuff like that before and seen people get offended. Hello? I said the devil is stupid. He really is. He's a stupid entity. Hallelujah. That's what he is. Well, some people say you ought not call anybody that. Well, if we can't call the devil that, bless God, make sure you don't call anybody else. Kind of feel like Ralph Cox. He was always saying stupid in the pulpit. Sister Kelly went to him one time, said, you got to stop calling people stupid. He said, I'm going to, as soon as there stops being stupid people in the world, he said. Well, I'm not calling people that tonight. I'm calling the devil that tonight. Because here's the way this works. Now, all you little boys and girls here, that was not permission from Brother Anthony to call your brother or your sister stupid. Hallelujah. We're talking about the devil. He's the only one we're going to be calling stupid up in here. And your brother is not the devil, contrary to your popular opinion. But I'm going to tell you what the devil will do when God is dealing with you to come to the altar. The devil will do this to you. If you go down there and you get right with God, you're going to lose your friends. You're going to lose all, come on now. You're going to lose all your fun. Life's just going to become boring. Everything's going to become a drudgery. And somehow we walk down the aisle anyway and shut him out. And we pray through. And then we get up from the altar and we're on our way back to the pew or the stove, and the devil says you're not going to have to get rid of your friends, and you're not going to have to get rid of anything, and you keep, I mean, he's stupid. Are y'all here? I'm going to tell you what I did. I made a good trade. Somebody ought to say amen. Sure, some of my friends, Brother Mike, fell away from me. Sure, some of them didn't want anything else to do with me. Sure, they thought I kind of lost my mind when I got right with God. Are y'all here? But I'm going to tell you what. I got so many more friends today. I made a good trade. Somebody ought to say amen. I had friends that when I left the world, They never called to see where I was at. They never called to see what happened to me down at the party. They never called to figure it out. Come on here now. But right here, if I get sick tomorrow, and the way people find out about it, my phone will ring all day long. Somebody ought to say amen. Brother L. E. Moore said, you're going to kill you when you're sick. Hallelujah. Just checking on you. I tell y'all, I made a good trade. I said, I made a good trade. I traded this world for the family of God. Somebody ought to help me. I said, I traded this world for the family of God. I made a good trade. If you feel that way, praise Him.
Listen, y'all. This thing is going to burn up. Everything you see right now is going to burn up. It's going to be gone. It's not going to be here anymore. But I want to read to you 1 John chapter 2 and verse 25. And this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. This is the promise He promised us, even eternal life. You see, when I came to the altar and I really wasn't right with God, all I had to look forward to was death. I was going to die, and I was going to go to hell and die a thousand deaths. It was going to be dying every day. It was going to be dying every minute. It was going to be dying through all eternity. But when I knelt at that altar, and I said, Lord, I'm a changing my ways, and I'm a turning around, and I'm a headed toward heaven. He said, then I've got a promise for you. It's not death anymore. It's eternal life. Somebody ought to say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wages of sin is death, but the gift. I said the gift. I said the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Our Lord, I don't know about y'all, but trading death for life is a good trade. Is there anybody here? I said trading dying and trading hell and trading torment for life and happiness in heaven. That's a good trade. I said that's a good trade. If you're here tonight and not sure which way you're headed, I got a good proposition for you. There's a good trade here. I said there's a good trade here. You can come to this altar, and when you leave out of here, you have a new coat on and a new name written down in glory. Somebody help this preacher. I'm feeling like preaching up in here. I said you're going to have a new name, and you're going to have a mansion just over the hilltop. Glory to God. What a deal.
Hallelujah. You ever dealt with a car dealer? Boy, I hope you're not a car dealer here tonight. Hallelujah. You are. I hope you're saved. If you're not saved, you don't even know how to make a good trade. Hallelujah. My wife, she don't even go car shopping with me anymore. First time she went car shopping with me, we sat down in front of a guy. He said, all right, let's talk about it. I said, let's establish some ground rules first. He said, what are you talking about? I said, you're a liar. You know you're a liar, and I know you're a liar. Now let's do a car deal. Hallelujah. My wife said, I'm going to the car. Hallelujah. Are y'all here tonight? And I mean, that's exactly what I said, wasn't it, baby? Hallelujah. Just like that. But you know what? The world's always trying to sell you a good deal. That, you know, have y'all ever listened to a commercial? Come down, we'll have this and we'll have that. Boy, it's going to be great. Right down at the end, you know what they're doing? They're making a big old disclaimer about that good deal they're trying to sell you. Somebody ought to say amen. Hey, get down to the end of that commercial. They got 15 seconds. I want to throw up my hand and say sold. Hallelujah. I think I'm at an auction. I mean, they're trying to cram as much stuff in there as they can to get out of the good deal they just told you about. I come to tell you tonight, God's not trying to get out of anything. He's trying to get you into everything. My God, I feel like preaching. I said, he's not trying to get out of anything. He's trying to get you into everything. I'm going to tell you, the songwriter said, man, I feel like preaching. The songwriter said, I have everything that I need to make me happy. I have Jesus to show me the way. For he saved me, and he gave me life eternal. And now, I have everything. I want to tell y'all something. I'm still telling you, the best thing I ever did, I said the best thing I ever did, is I traded that old man for this new life in God.
Ha ha! I feel good. Hallelujah. Ha ha!
I have eternal life. I was walking to a graveyard. Hallelujah. I was preaching at a church in Indiana. I was walking through the graveyard. The place we had to stay, you had to walk through a graveyard to get to church. I was walking through that graveyard. I said, Brother Bob, to myself, I hope I'm not walking through the dead to get to the dead. Hallelujah. I was a little worried about it, Brother Bob. Hallelujah. But that, it didn't turn out that way. But I was walking to church, and I was looking at the epitaphs on those graves, and I walked by one that made me stop. And I looked at it, and this is what it said. Don't stand around my grave and cry. I am not here. I did not die. Hallelujah. You know what that told me? Somewhere laying underneath that crown was a saint of God. Hallelujah. Through eternity, I'll live on. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, through eternity, I'll live on. I want to tell you tonight, I'm a living for heaven. I said, I'm a living for heaven. I'm a living to die. I said, I'm a living to die. I'm a going to leave here in a little while. When this earth is a melting with a fervent heat, I'm going to be shouting on a sea of glass with a multitude that has the hearts of God. But somebody ought to say amen. If that's not a good trade, somebody tell me what is. I said, if that's not a good trade, I'm going to be marching on. Hey! When we sing around the throne eternal. Hey! What a glad morning. When we join the chorus eternal, singing heaven's sweet story with the saints, we'll ever be happy. Oh, what a glad morning. Hey, brother, I come to tell you, heaven is going to be worth the journey when you get there. Raise your hands and magnify God.
Woo! Y'all ain't feeling as good as me, I can tell you that right now. About ready to hand you the microphone, see what y'all do with it. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3, listen to this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What's that mean? That means if he got up, you can get up. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here? That means if he came out, you can come out. Glory to God. That means when he walked out of that tomb, he brought the power with him to get you out of the place you're in. And Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, and you have to quicken who were dead in your trespasses and sins. I traded my death for his life. I call that a good trade. I said, I call that a good trade. Listen to this. Now I get an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Did I ask you a question tonight? Did I ask you a question? Everybody hearing me good? Good. Where do you have reservations? Hello? Boy, it got quiet. I said, where do you have reservations?
That ought to make some of us want to shout. Amen. Just thinking about where our reservation is at. Hallelujah. Because if you can say with a songwriter, I hold a clear title to a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. Is there anybody in this house tonight? Sure, the world comes by. Sure, the devil comes by and said, let me show you this. I'll give you, and he said to Jesus himself, I'll give you all the cities of the world. That was one of the dumbest things in the world. Because the devil had already seen heaven and was offering him the world. And Jesus in himself must have said, you got to be out of your mind. I done seen what's up there. And you want me to trade it for what's down here? That's not a good trade. I said, that's not a good trade. I'll tell you what is. Leaving this world behind me, trouble and care, they never going to find me. I'm going to be moving. I wish somebody would help me preach. I said, I'm going to be moving one of these days.
Listen to this. Listen to this. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. I am convinced that we have missed it in some ways. I'm not here to try to act like I've got a better idea than everybody else, but I am convinced we have missed it in some ways. I am convinced that we should preach more about heaven than anything else. Are y'all here? To the church, to the sinner, we'll preach on hell. But to the church, it ought to ever stay in our view where I am headed. How wonderful it's going to be when I get there. Is there anybody beside me like to go? Hallelujah. My God, help me preach. I said, is there anybody beside me would like to go? How many feel like you made a good trade? Woo! I said, I made a good trade. There was an old brother in South Carolina that had been laying there for a couple of weeks in a coma. He was dying. Good old saint of God. He had been in a coma and the vital signs was very low. And they were gathered around waiting on him to die. They were all sitting around there just having conversation and watching those meters hooked up to him. When all of a sudden, after 2 weeks in a coma, he sat straight up. When he sat straight up, he did like this right here. He didn't say a word. He just started doing that. And they was looking at him. Somebody said, what in the world is he doing? Somebody said, I don't know, but it looks like he's climbing a ladder. Hallelujah. And they said he did that a little while, brother. And then they said he did like this. And they said he looked all around. And his eyes got real big. And they heard him say, John didn't write anything about this. And he laid over in the bed. And he went on into another world. I call it a good trade. Is there anybody here? I come to tell the church tonight, I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm so glad I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm so glad I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm so glad. And oh devil, I can't do me no harm. I've got news for you I have not seen. Hear him not heard, but neither hath it entered into the heart of man. But what he has in store for us. But my God, I'm talking about your home. I'm talking about where you're headed. I'm talking about where your loved ones are. But we ought to be on our feet shouting all over this house, but thinking about where we're going. I got heaven on my mind, and I'm running for my life. This is actually all about heaven. Whoa! My great-granddad Parnell preached many nights under an old tent like we're under tonight. carried the gospel all over the place. Hallelujah. Had God do all kinds of things for him. Didn't have all the nice things in this world. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this right here. Y'all just sitting there looking at me anyway. Might as well preach a little bit. Hallelujah. He pulled up to preach for Brother L.D. Moore one time. Hallelujah. He pulled up there. And he got out of his car. And at the meeting, he said, Brother Moore, now listen, said, while I'm here, I need you to look at this car. This thing's just smoking and I'm pouring oil in it. And it's just, I don't know what's wrong with the thing. Brother Moore told me more than one time. Brother L.D. Moore told me personally more than once. He said, I took the head off that thing and I looked and he said, Brother Anthony, he said, son, the cylinders were egg-shaped on that old car. And he said, Brother Parnell, which was my grandpa, said, how about it, Brother Moore? He said, it needs a complete overhaul. He said, that's going to cost $50. That's been a long time ago. And he said, don't have $50. He said, can't you just put some rings on it? And Brother Moore said, no, I can't put rings on it. Said, the cylinders aren't even round anymore. He said, I'm going into the church to pray. He went into the church to pray. And after a while, Brother Moore said, I heard him hooping and a shouting. And the back door flew open and said, Brother Parnell, come dancing out. Said, he came out the back door screaming, God said, ring it. God said, ring it. God said, ring it. Brother Moore said, I shook my head and went and bought rings. He said, I put them on there. He said, son, he drove that thing all over the United States of California and everywhere else preaching the gospel, and him never leaked a drop of oil again. Are y'all here? I'm going to tell you something. You know why that happened? He had made a good trade. I said he had made a good trade, but he lived his life for God and he died for God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, when he was dying, Brother Wayne Ray went to see him. The Lord had spoke to my granddad and told him he would die at 68. And at 1968, he stubbed his toe while he was fishing, developed gangrene and was dying. Brother Wayne Ray has told me this personally also. He said, I went to see your papa and I walked up to beside the bed and said, my wife, Sister Helen at the time, walked up to the end of the bed and I said, Brother Parnell, I've come to see you. And he opened his eyes and said, boy, Brother Ray, I'm glad you're here. But he said, would you get your wife to move to one side of the bed or another? Said, there's been an angel standing right where she's at for 2 days. Hallelujah. Brother Wayne Ray said, my wife just kind of moved out of the way. Hey, brother, I want to tell y'all something tonight. I made a good trade. I said, I made a good trade. How do you know we all got to die? Yes, sir. But precious in the eyes of the Lord. My God, I feel like preaching. I said, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints. I don't know where y'all's headed, but I'm headed to heaven. I said, I'm headed to heaven. Are waiting on me to get there. We're going to have a celebration. I said, we're going to have a celebration. It's going to be better than anything you ever heard of. It's going to be better than anything you ever seen. I believe I come on. I leave this world behind me. Trouble and care ain't ever going to find me. I'm not going to be moving. I said, I'm moving.
Thank God.
My God, have mercy. My mother said they told him the gangrene would set up and cause him to have terrible convulsions when he died. But my mother was sitting there beside his bed when my uncle Doyle opened the Bible and began to read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He got down to the last verse, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'll dwell at the house of the Lord forever. Not one struggle, not one jerk. Just that angel at the end of the bed picked him up, carried him out of there.
to another world. Is there anybody here? Last year, my Uncle Roy, his son died. Hallelujah. Roy Parnell died last year. He had lost his eyesight down at the end. Lord, I'm preaching on heaven. I'm happier about it than y'all are, I'm feared. Hallelujah. Laying there blind. They all of a sudden heard him say something, and his son leaned over and said, Dad, what is it? He said, I see somebody. Hallelujah. He went blind to this world, but he had his eyes open in another one. And he said, who is it there? He said, I can't tell. But after a little bit, they heard him say, oh, it's Papa. Hallelujah. He is seeing Papa Parnell over on the other side. Are y'all here? I don't know how y'all feel tonight, but I made a good trade. I said, I made a good trade. Son of a kind of a higher. Hey, I come to tell somebody it's going to be worth it to make it to glory. If they don't go, I'm in any way. So I'll pray if I have to pray by myself. And I'll stand if I have to stand alone. I'm going to heaven after a while. Somebody raise your hands and magnify God up in this house. I have reservation for a better place. Hallelujah. Is there anybody knows anybody over there? My little grandmother, my dad's mother, I was standing beside the bed. Watched my big old dad break down. When his little mother pulled in her last breath and stepped across the great divide into another world. Hallelujah. You're all going to have to do it after a while. You might as well trade destinations. Is there anybody helping this preacher? I said, come on, give me some feedback here. I said, you might as well trade destinations. Somebody tell those that are around you. Hallelujah. Tell the person beside you, I made a good trade. Come on, man, I mean it. Tell the person beside you, I made a good trade. I've never regretted it. I've never regretted one time. I've never regretted one mile. I made a good trade when I left out of the world of sin. And I set my sights on heaven. And I got heaven on my mind. Hallelujah. Hey, brother, it's going to be a great day when I enter into the pearly gates of God. Woo! Everybody don't get to go. Hello? Everybody don't get to go. I heard one old man in Arkansas one night stand up and say something wise, but so simple. He said, there's not anybody going to stumble around and stumble into heaven. You're going to go there on purpose. Somebody ought to say amen. I'm headed to heaven on purpose tonight. Can anybody say amen? Oh, God, help me. I feel more like preaching than y'all do listening, I'm feared. But I'll tell you this. I took off the weight and I laid down to sin. I made up my mind. I'm going to win. Shackles have fallen. My chains now are gone. I'm running for Jesus. Where you going, preacher? I'm on my way to heaven. I got heaven in my view. I'm not looking back. I can't go back. There's nothing to go back to. But I got everything ahead of me.
Oh, preacher, but it's such a battle. Yeah, I know. I know. Not easy, preacher. Who said it's going to be easy? Who told you that? It's going to be worth it. I stood at the end of a bed one night of a little old shrunken saint of God. She was basically dying of old age, really. She lived a long life. Sister Bethany, it hadn't always been easy. There was times that her husband be mean and honoring, wouldn't hardly allow her to go to the house of God, I don't think, sometime. Just ornery, mean. She went on to the house of God anyway. The last time I'd been in service with her, Brother Mike, they had helped her in. I'm not going to preach much longer. They'd helped her in. Somebody helped her up on a platform. Some of the elder ladies set up on a platform in their church. They held her up on a platform. They had to help her get up there and help her to her pew. She sat down, but when the Spirit of God got to moving and the glory of God fell, she got heaven in her view. Heaven, heaven bound. Ain't got long to stay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've heard the most saints of God stand up and say, I'm closer to home over there than I am to anything over here. Are y'all hearing me? And that night the glory of God started moving, Brother Snow, and they helped her on the platform, but they didn't have to help her when she went to shouting all up and down at you. Hallelujah. Now I was standing at the end of her bed. She was getting ready to cross over into that great land. Hallelujah, of the sweet forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like I can run around the outside of this place. Hallelujah. What a happy time, some glad tomorrow, when we lay these heavy burdens down in this lonesome valley, no more to roam, having labored on through joy and sorrow, hoping to receive a robe and crown. It'll all be glory in that sweet home. Somebody help me. In the beautiful city of the sweet forever, where the river of life flows ebbing by, we'll look upon the beauty that pays no never, and happy we'll be. I'll tell y'all what, I'm happy on my journey tonight, but everybody will be happy over there. I said everybody, there's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond. I said there's a happy land of promise. Hey brother, I got news for you. I'm a going there. I said I'm a going there. Wave your hand and shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph if you know you're headed there.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've preached 45 minutes. I'm needing to shut up. But I sure am happy about heaven. I said, I sure am happy about heaven. I stood there at the end of that bed. We have two little Down syndrome boys that go to the church where I was raised in Prague, Oklahoma. Hallelujah. One of them's name is Stephen. It was his little grandmother that was laying there. She had raised him practically after his mother had died when he was just a baby. She had raised him. There was pictures of him in that little room all over the wall. That little sunken shell laying there in the bed. Hallelujah. Every time Stephen gets up to testify, you can understand him. He quotes, put on the whole armor of God. He quotes the whole thing, Brother Samuel, that you may be able to stand, and he quotes it all. Shield, breastplate, feet shot. I mean, he goes all the way down to it. And he always gets to the end, and my wife and children will tell you. He'll say, fight on, church. We're in a battle. Little Down syndrome boy, shout out on, church, we're in a battle. That night we gathered up in that room, and it was a little while, and that old machine flatlined, and she slipped out of there. I thought I felt the wings of angels come into that room. Are y'all hearing me? That peace I talked about last night was in that room. I said that peace I preached about last night was all over the place. And she slipped out of there into another world. All of a sudden, one of the girls walked up and began to tell her she was gone. It was impromptu, just happened. They said, Mama, you are such a good mother. And it was heartrending, and everybody was weeping. And then they talked to her. One after another, those children went up there. Finally, Brother Ronnie Lakins walked up to her. He leaned over that baby
He said, Mama, I'm saved tonight because you held on to God. Hallelujah. I'm saved tonight because you kept on going to the house of God. I'm saved tonight because you kept on praying. Hallelujah. And the tears were just streaming out his eyes. But he said, I'm going to see you in a little while. If we had hope only in this world, I'm going to see you, Mama, in a little while. I came to tell y'all tonight, that little grandmother that I watched slide across, her favorite song was this, I shall know him. I shall know him. And redeemed by his side, I shall stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody backed up. That little Down syndrome boy walked up to that bed, leaned over that bed, took that little shrunken face in his hands, and in his broken Down syndrome way, said, Mama, you sure was good to me. I sure loved you, Grandma. I loved you. And he said some things to her, and our hearts was melting inside of us, Sister Bethany. But then that little Down syndrome boy straightened up. And he looked down at that little frail body laying there. And he said, but Grandma, the battle's over. Are y'all in this house? But Grandma, the battle's over. Hey, I come to tell somebody tonight, you ought to hold on. You made a good trade. I said, you made a good trade. You ought to hold on. If you're not right with God tonight, change the way you're living. Turn around. Get your reservation changed. I said the reservation master is in the house right now. I said the reservation master is in the house right now. You ain't got to go anywhere but heaven. He made a way. He's got a place for you. He's got a mansion for you. He's got something better than you've ever had in your life. Raise your hands, church, and magnify God. I made a good trade. While everybody in the house stands, and I want every saint to thank God like you mean it, because heaven is ahead of you. Oh, I can't hear you. I said, I can't hear you. I want you to thank God that heaven is ahead of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight in this world and all of its beauty has been dragging on you, I tell you what I'd do. I'd bust out of there to this altar. I'd say, I'm tired of this. I'm not fighting another day like this. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm going somewhere. The devil can't turn me around. Is there anybody here feel like you've been fighting tooth and toenail? Somebody raise your hand. I said, you've been fighting tooth and toenail. Hallelujah. But I'm not turning around. And I'm not going back. Because I made a good trade. Are you here tonight? Is there anybody here? And you're not sure that heaven is ahead of you. Why don't you come to this altar right now? Matter of fact, I'd run. I said, I'd run to this altar. I'd run all the way down here. I said, I'd run all the way down here. I'd reach my hands up to heaven. I'd say to the reservation master, I'm a turning around. I'm a going to heaven. I'm leaving this world all behind. No matter what it takes. I want everybody that wants to go. I said, I want everybody that wants to go. Get out of your pew and head down these aisles. Find somebody to pray with. If you're praying for yourself, raise your hand. And say, God, I got to get beyond some things. I need heaven to get in my view. I need heaven to get in my heart. I need a change of mind.
I'm bound for that city. A beauty song.